Was it possible to fall asleep in 1997 and arise in 1865? Tony Horowitz stood frozen in awe by his second-story bedroom window. Rubbing the sleep away from his eyes, the dream persisted. Below on his manicured Virginia lawn, rebel forces seemed to be winning as the Yankees backed away from the Sea of Gray. Then, without the slightest warning, the spell was broken by a brash director yelling, "Cut!" Confederates in the Attic by Tony Horowitz is a result of this early morning invasion. After winning the Pulitzer Prize for national reporting in 1995, Horowitz moved to Waterford, Virginia to focus on an unrelated book project. It was the spontaneous Civil War scene in his front yard that awakened distant boyhood dreams. As a child, Horowitz delighted in spending time with his Papa Isaac and the book of Civil War sketches. The obsession continued to grow as little Tony listened to his father read every night from a 10-volume set, The Photographic History of the Civil War. Horowitz writes, "For me, the fantastical creatures of Maurice Sendak, where the wild things are, held little magic compared to the man-boys of Matthew Brady, who stared back across the century, separating their lives from mine." Out amongst the morning revelers that day, laid another man who grew up dreaming in blue and gray. Robert Lee Hodge, a waiter during peacetime, displayed a rare talent for rolling over and playing dead. Literally, Hodge was being paid by the movie company to do the bloat, a maneuver he learned through studying Matthew Brady's famous Civil War photographs depicting death from battle aftermaths. Horowitz recalls, "Hodge clutched his stomach and crumpled to the ground. His belly swelled grotesquely. His hands curled, his cheeks puffed out, his mouth contorted in a rictus of pain and astonishment. It was the flawless counterfeit of the bloating corpse photographed at Antietam and Gettysburg that I so often stared at as a child." It is the friendship between Horowitz and Hodge that provides comic relief throughout Confederates in the Attic. Readers will find the humor sustains their disbelief during the racism encountered as an uncivil war between black and white emerges. I hope you enjoy this, and happy reading.